land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Wednesday, April 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. These stories are heartbreaking. A couple of text messages just to clean up. Randy, these kids see it on TV, in news media. Their games, their video games, everything is a non-reality, shoot 'em up type of scenario. They just don't relate to reality. They don't understand the consequences. Yeah, I agree with that statement. Another one, Rob says same things. They see it on TV and in the news. Well, it's sad, but what it boils down to is mental health. I got a very simple question for you. And for those of you involved in a decision as an adult to live a certain lifestyle according to your LGBTQ, XYZ plus whatever agenda. And these drugs that they are putting kids on, along with this agenda being pushed in the public schools. And the reason I say public schools, it doesn't happen at Christian schools. St. Francis in Traverse City, you don't see any gay pride flags in the Catholic Church school building down there in Traverse City. You don't see it at Northern Michigan Christian Academy. You don't see it at other charter schools. But yet you look at a school district as small as Onaway. And how many suicide deaths have they had over the years? I'm just asking. Is there a correlation to the mental health of students based on agenda-driven education? Because that's really what this boils down to. The agenda being pushed in the education system. The laws that are being passed, where now I could be subject to breaking a law because I hurt somebody's feelings based on what I said on this radio station. My show. Not the opinion of the station. Not the opinion of the owner of this station. My show. My words. whatever happened to our First Amendment right, freedom of speech? Now it's to the point where I hurt somebody's emotions or feelings that they could file some type of legal action against me. This is going to be challenged in court. Not my intent to hurt anybody emotionally with my words. I simply am entitled to my opinion. And God help us the day when you can't say what you want to say in this country. You're able to say what you want to say. You're able to push your agenda. You're able to come to school board meetings and make your public comments. Why am I not able to make my public comments? Oh, that's because my audience maybe is bigger than yours? More stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this Wednesday. Looking forward to getting some things done after the show today. Really looking forward to tomorrow afternoon. We'll be talking about it on Friday. Got a little breaking story that will be happening tomorrow afternoon. We'll be able to talk about it on Friday's show. Now, one thing that I think is pretty interesting, because we talked about Citizens for Local Choice, getting signatures to put it on the ballot, to have local township zoning boards being able to approve or countywide planning commissions being able to approve these large-scale solar farm, solar panel farms, and wind turbine projects. Well, 8 wind turbines associated with the Pegasus Wind Energy Project in Tuscola County will not be erected after the Michigan Supreme Court held a zoning board's variance denial should be reinstated. In an opinion from Justice Brian Zara, the court reversed the Michigan Court of Appeals' conclusion that the trial court erred by affirming the Tuscola Area Airport Zoning Board's denial of variances because the lower court applied the incorrect standard of review. The AZBA needed to support its findings with competent material and substantial evidence on the whole record. The circuit court concluded that the AZBA had in fact done so, Zara wrote. However, rather than apply the correct legal standard, the appeals court majority effectively conducted its own review of the proceedings and reweighed the evidence, therefore making its own findings. The High Court vacated the appellate court's opinion because it is not necessary to the disposition of this case. The only person voting against it was Justice Kyra Bolden. Well, the Pegasus project includes wind turbines in Fairgrove, Janita, and Guilford townships down in Tuscola County. 33 of the turbines were in fact erected, but 8 of them were deemed to be too close to the Tuscola area airport because of their height at 500 feet. They needed a variance approval, which the AZBA denied in 2020. You cannot be affecting wind turbulence near an airport. The project owners, NextEra, appealed the denial to the Tuscola County Circuit Court, who affirmed the denials, holding that evidence supported the findings. Well, the Michigan Court of Appeals panel, on a 2-1 vote, reversed the trial court's ruling, and they got overturned by the Michigan Supreme Court. Kind of a surprising decision, to be honest with you. As liberal as the Michigan Supreme Court is now, well, even the liberal justices found what Zara was saying as being accurate. Overturn the appellate court and shut them down. You can't build those large wind turbines so close to an airport. Sorry, we're just not going to allow it. Now, is this issue that they're wanting to put on the ballot, Citizens for Local Choice, is this what is going to potentially happen if they don't get the signatures? It's not on the ballot. They don't overturn the legislative bills and laws that Whitmer signed into law. When the Michigan Public Service Commission goes against a local zoning board, whether it be a township, city, village, or county, they then appeal it to the Michigan Public Service Commission. The Michigan Public Service Commission approves it. Are these townships then going to be forced, or the counties going to be forced to sue the Michigan Public Service Commission? Under what basis would they have the right to sue? that they don't have local authority to approve a plan project in their community? Is that going to be a legal basis? I'm not even sure. Next time I see an attorney, I'm going to have to ask him that question. Now, another bill that caught my eye, we'll get into it this segment. Democrat State Representative Kristen Grant of Grand Rapids has introduced a bill requiring local government planning commissions, forcing them to consider housing when making their master plans. Low-income, government housing, government subsidized, and other ways to provide housing must be included in their master plans, said Grant, because they are, quote, vital to increasing housing availability and affordability. Grant is the chair of the Economic Development and Small Business Subcommittee on Housing, and she was on with MERS Monday's podcast talking about her housing bills. Basically, in the podcast, she said that the bill is necessary because there are a lot of requirements when it comes to master plan creation. Counties and townships need to look at these options to make sure they're included. Experienced planning commission members who actually create the master plans must have and take a look at these topics when they are considering drawing up these new master plans. However, she said there's not a requirement that a commission's members have any housing experience or even consider housing when creating their plans. Many of these plans end up being valid for 15 to 20 years. Grant says she feels master plans now must consider systems of transportation, that, of course, being public transportation, light and air quality standards, healthy and convenient population distribution, whatever the heck that means, good civic design, public utilities like city water and city sewer, along with recreation. The 5, 7, or 9-person planning commissions created for cities, villages, and township must also be, listen to this, representative of segments of their community. They must look at economic, governmental, educational, and social developments of the members that sit on these boards. Members must have experience or knowledge rooted in things like agriculture, natural resources, recreation, education, public health, government, transportation, industry, and commerce. Grant's House Bill 5557 would add to the list of topics that must be considered when developing a new master plan, stating specifically they must now include a range of housing types, costs, affordability, attainability, ages, and other characteristics, including single and multifamily dwellings, to be able to serve the housing demands of a diverse population, end quote, said Grant. She went on to say, we know that the work of the Planning Commission decides how much housing would be available, what type of housing, and also where it could be located in the local communities. This legislation just includes that housing be included in the long list of things that should be required in master plans. The bill would also require some members of the planning commissions to have housing industry knowledge or background. So maybe perhaps somebody like a builder or a developer, somebody that was involved in mortgage industry that knows financing, these people could provide input on these master plans. Well, this is something that State Representative Grant wants Lansing to pass and put these demands on local planning commissions. She went on to say, for local units that adopt a zoning ordinance or master plan, which controls the height, area, bulk, location, use of buildings, should also include assessment of the community's existing and forecasted housing demands with strategies and policies for addressing these demands. State Representative Grant, I only got one question for you. I'm reading your story. I'm letting you speak. I'm letting you sell us on why this has to be done. I got one very simple question. Who are you building this for? Michigan is broken. We have a declining population. More and more people are leaving our communities than they are coming to them. Why is it so imperative that we have to force master plans to include future expansion of housing projects when we don't even have people here to move into them? And based on this governor's and possibly the next governor, Jocelyn Benson's agenda, it doesn't look like things are going to change in this state. You guys are not willing to change the function of government and regulations in the state, making it attractive for people to move here. You think you can do it with illegal migrants from other states and countries to fill jobs working in the EV, electric vehicle sector, that is non-existent? Did you hear the news? Ford is shutting down production of its EV truck, their F-150. Yeah, they're slowing down production and are scheduling to shut down production by late summer. Why? They're not selling the electric trucks. This is going to start happening, folks, more and more and more. No matter how much government giveaways, tax credits, rebates, no matter what they offer, people are just not going to buy them, especially up here in northern Michigan. Sorry, it's not going to happen. And so again, what growing population is going to need all of this housing? Now, granted, supposedly, we have a housing crisis right now for the people that are still here that want to live somewhere. We're dealing with that right here in Antrim County. Affordable housing project was approved so that Short's Brewing Company could have its employees to have a place to live. Again, was that county government's responsibility to do that? Well, evidently, according to our county commissioners currently sitting on the board, it is. They voted for it. 15-year tax abatement. No property taxes for this project. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.